Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
God, that was boring.
Oh, but Big Mike, we haven't even started yet. Are you talking into the right microphone? I don't think you are. There's another one right there. Try that one. Is that one the one?
Yeah, there it is. Hi. What?
How did they get moved?
I moved them for our meeting this morning. They were all at the center of the table. I just grabbed the wrong one.
Couldn't use a conference room like a normal person for a meeting. You had to use it in here. Rearrange everything. Get the feng shui all screwed up.
Your feng is shuiing just fine.
Now it is.
Now we have. Yeah,
I burned some incense.
Meeting
Dinky,
in here.
Where's the incense? You got the sage? You got the.
I do have some.
All right.
Don't do that.
All right. Eau de toilette. All right. Hey. What is that? It's got a stagecoach on the bottle. Yeah, DQ got me that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, she didn't.
No, I didn't.
Who did then?
I don't know.
You.
I thought you did.
No.
You didn't buy me that?
No.
No.
Third time. No. She did not.
Son of a gun. Who bought it then?
I don't know. But I'm now tasting.
Oh, man, it smells like Dillard's here again.
Doesn't
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Much better.
Isn't your goal in life to have a office that smells like Dillard's? Mm. I mean, unless you are at Dillard's, then, you know, you've already got that, I'd imagine. Or any of your high-end department stores with a fragrance counter? Oh, man.
Time out.
Yes.
Text the 870 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Just wondering if anyone else has been called Kenny since the fart story aired. I've been having stomach problems, and now my husband calls me Kenny. He's having a good time with it.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. That is the first time we've had a woman text us about
woman
bodily functions.
We had a guy earlier. Let me find this. That said he tried to break the record over the weekend. Yeah, here it is. Out of the 501, he tried to break Kenny's 30-second mark, but he ended up messing up his pants three times over the weekend.
Maybe after
that's a lot of laundry.
Maybe
there.
After I mean, the second you. Time you realize, you know, it's yeah. not for you. It's not
yeah,
in the
maybe,
cards.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get my shirt on camera here. Hold on. 866-285-4005 to join us on the McLarty Daniel hotline. I don't know what we're going to do today. I'll be perfectly candid with you people. I don't know what we're going to do today because there's not a there's nothing going on.
Well,
so
well, no, not really.
But we'll figure it out, and sure. it'll be these, fun these to are, listen these, to us flounder for 4 hours.
These are so the days that where something gets sideways, and you know, and here we go.
No, so I just you know, tune in for the car crash. I mean, what's better than that, right? We have some other things to get into here. Brian is admiring my championship gear. Yes, for anyone out there in the state of Arkansas, this is what a national championship t-shirt looks like. Notre Dame fans, too. Pay attention, all right? This is what a national championship T-shirt looks like.
Did you go to Harding?
That's immaterial.
Ah, okay.
I was Harding adjacent.
Ah, okay.
I could. Well, you didn't go to Notre Dame, and no, you're a fan. So
but
shut up.
Irish Catholic.
Oh, okay.
I got a religious in there.
Yeah. You didn't go to New York, and you're a Knicks fan. So shut up.
Yeah, but I need an NBA.
I don't have time.
Here's a text. Joey Chestnut, Kenny from Elkins. Greatness the mortals can't replicate.
Yeah, don't try. Yeah, you're not them. This is what everyone needs to know about the great athletes and people of our time. You're not them. So don't try to be
Brian
them.
Brian suggesting we can relive the roast of Ruskin. No, it's fine.
It was very popular last night.
Was it?
Yeah,
yeah, it your dad texted me last night.
Yeah. He about bust a gut laughing at that thing. So that's the deal. That's what happened.
Yeah. I was doing some reconnaissance today for the week that you're going to be gone. And I am contemplating on Monday, post-wedding, DQ and I may do a post-wedding wrap-up show with
a post-game.
Yeah, and I will get certain dignitaries from the wedding to weigh in, and maybe we do it that way.
Post-game show?
Yeah, kind of. Because there will be a lot to talk about.
Can
obviously.
We sell it? Oh, offset some of the cost of this thing?
Look, I'll go sell it, but okay. I ain't giving you a dime.
Come on.
No chance.
I need a talent fee for showing up, please.
To your own wedding?
Yeah,
no.
Well, the post-game.
I was kicking that idea around. DQ, you and I need to talk about that. I have some thoughts on this.
It's fantastic.
Now, your dad texted me last night. Your life's over, man. They're all texting me now.
I know. I'm going to have to retire.
Your future
sooner than I
your
thought.
Your future sister-in-law texted me on the way home last night.
Yeah.
Apparently the ring bearer has been fitted for his
yes,
suit.
Yes, he has.
We got that squared away.
I arrived on the scene for this. To see the ring bearer. Now, the ring bearer is, as he will tell you, 2.5.
Oh, okay. Does he know his job? How
yes.
you feeling about that?
And he was literally running around the store. Like,
this
he was in the middle
well.
Of a lap.
This is
around
going-
the store. Like, okay, good. But, yeah, I saw him. He was in that thing where there's three mirrors, you know,
yep.
where you get, fitted and all that.
Yeah.
Had his little bow tie on.
So
it's fantastic.
Now, was this at the place up there?
Yeah.
So he's been there and Tommy hasn't.
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
Just checking. All
there
right.
is only one person left.
Right.
He's not
the one.
Been fitted for their suit. Yeah. Yes.
Quotes in the text chain last night. Well, it's not like Derek has been helpful.
It's unlike the and also the 2.5-year-old suit is more expensive than mine. So
I believe that.
Figure that out. I don't understand that.
I
believe
there's
a lot of fabric in my suit.
DQ,
lot of fabric, folks.
What do you think about that? The post game idea. Maybe we do it for an hour or so.
Yeah, an hour.
Okay. What else is going on?
Your wedding day is the first day of the College World Series.
And
so Arkansas will have a game sometime between Saturday and Monday.
That's what you think. We don't know that yet.
Yeah.
That hasn't been
if they're there, they're gonna play Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
That's right.
So
if they're there, we'll see.
So yeah. So
they could be there, but they're not there yet.
Here's
not touch the money here.
Book your room. Here's a text of the 870 suggesting we medicate the ring bearer. Thing you got to be careful with is some children react differently to the soothing medications. It actually winds them up more.
Right. Yeah.
So
you have to
know the person that you are medicating.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like melatonin doesn't make me sleep,
right.
But you know, like 3 Benadryl, that'll do it. That'll work.
I know I don't have to ask you, and really I'm not asking you because I don't care what your opinion is anymore. What if I got his and hers Cupid ice sculptures? Anatomically correct, of course.
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
See, now, all right. Now,
it's your money.
Right.
I don't care
inside
anymore.
It's not mine. I'm crowdsourcing this.
Is anybody going to the big road show this week? The big road show. They're on the road doing the show.
Hence the
going
name.
Around the state road panhandling show. For your money, because if you don't give, they will lose. Remember that, fans. If you don't give,
where
you will
they
lose. I don't have to pull the schedule up here. I don't know where they are.
Central Arkansas?
No, I think Pittman's somewhere tonight, though.
He was down south last night. I saw some photographs.
Oh, it started last night, did it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. I just hope they don't call again this year. That was really annoying.
Kill the segment, and that's all that we're here to do. And on a day like today, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, but it didn't kill a segment well.
Again, when have we killed a segment well?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll figure out what's going on here. This dumb thing. Let's see. Yeah, they were at Forest City today, and tonight they're in Little Rock. Okay. Yeah, this will be the big one with Cal showing up, right? He's going to Little Rock.
I think he's on the agenda tonight. Yes,
Fort Smith Thursday evening.
Okay,
I'm sure we'll have a wall-to-wall coverage of that.
What time does that start?
I don't know. It's an evening thing,
okay,
so whatever.
As long as I don't have to stay late.
No, we're going to need you to run the board.
I don't think so.
Providing wall-to-wall coverage.
No, sir.
Wall-to-wall. And we need you to take a tape recorder down there and get some liners
right.
cut.
Yep, I'm on it. Yep, you bet.
That's what we need. You don't mind. Could you do that, please? Thank you.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
The news is brought to you by the Good Chair, because I had to have a place to sit and get the Good Chair only at the Stadium Shop. Stop by, tell Robert Joe Bonamassa sucks. You want to see the Good Chair? It's right there on the showroom floor. Arkansas baseball team is on the road this week in College Station. One win clinches the SEC West. Then they can set their sights on Hoover. With a win, Arkansas would not play until Wednesday of next week in the double elimination portion of the tournament. You can hear all the Razorback games on selected ESPN Arkansas stations. The Hit That Line Now app and hitthatline.com. Oklahoma City got back into it after a Game 3 loss to knock off the Mavericks last night. 100-96 in Dallas. Series now tied at 2. Celtics, they got a 3-1 lead on the Cavs after a 109-102 win in Cleveland. Old Jason Tatum, he had 33. We have NBA basketball on ESPN Arkansas tonight at 9 p.m. Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals between the T-Wolves and the Denver Nuggets in the Mile High City. That series tied at 2. 9 p.m. is your pregame coverage on all of, what would we call it? All of the outlets of the ESPN Arkansas Empire.
The universe.
There. Right. Some NFL news. Former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling can't catch. Signed a one-year deal with the Buffalo Pills. That'll go well. Detroit Lions.
Say the Buffalo Pills?
Pills? Bills? I don't know.
Is that what he said?
I don't know.
I heard the Buffalo Pills.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, sorry. You're going to take your bongo?
Yeah, I'm going to take my bongo.
You're going to get the poo-poo lip now?
Yes, I am. I'm done.
Here we go. It's going to be one of those days. Get this man a Dr. Pepper DQ. I can tell you right now.
No. Do no. It. I'm not doing it.
Do it.
You had
no.
one yesterday.
I did. I had one yesterday. The caffeine's still in my system.
No, it isn't. You are in a terrible mood. We need a Zach.
Terrible mood.
Hot DQ. I'll buy.
It is hot in here.
You're wearing a hoodie. Well, it wasn't hot in here earlier.
Well,
somebody
it is
turned
now.
The air off.
No, it's just, what's the game time right temperature?
It's 74 in here. Yeah, that's about 5 degrees warmer
like
than
it.
We like it.
Guys, I like it. I like it. All right. What to my wandering eyes should appear today, but we have poll questions again? What happened there?
Yeah, DQ, what happened?
What happened?
I thought of poll questions.
Do you want to? How do you want this to go? Do you want to ask them to us or?
I'll ask them to y'all.
Okay. All right. I've kind of looked at them, but I didn't really look at
okay.
them.
Okay.
All right.
Which of these is the best off-brand soda? So you can either take it as your favorite or the one that tastes the most like
of only the choices
actual
that
brand.
You give us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sam's Cola, Dr. Thunder, Twist Up.
What is that?
Or Mountain Lightning. That's the Sprite one.
Oh.
Or Mountain Lightning.
Dr. Thunder.
Well, listen, in the country club community I grew up in, we didn't ever drink the generic soda. So I have no vote.
Wow. Dr. Thunder.
Okay.
I have no vote.
I agree with Dr. Thunder, and it's winning at 44.7.
There you go.
Mountain Lightning is close second. Okay, next one.
I think those are the ones everybody knows. The other two I didn't know.
Well, Twist Up is the Sprite one, and Sam's Cola, these are like the popular ones, I feel like.
Is Starry generic?
No.
No.
No, that used to be Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist. And Sierra Mist... No, I wouldn't say
that. Why did they
generic.
Change the name? That makes no sense.
Nobody bought it.
Okay.
So
well,
they're
still not buying it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You got to do something.
Okay.
Okay.
Try something, right?
Which of these would make the best pet? A dragon, a troll, Bigfoot, or a werewolf?
No. Isn't a troll like part human?
Kind of.
He lives under a bridge.
Like you can't keep humans as pets. That's illegal.
He's a troll.
Huh?
He's a troll.
They have a shopping cart.
Trolls. Okay. Now read them again.
I would say a dragon.
A dragon, a troll, Bigfoot, or a werewolf.
Because I watched Pete's Dragon once as a kid, and it seemed pretty fun.
Can the werewolf play basketball? Because I'd go werewolf.
Well,
Michael J. Fox.
I would also go werewolf, because for most of the time, it's a dog.
No, it could have been Michael J. Fox.
Air Bud.
But that one is losing at 6%, and Dragon is winning.
Yeah, Dragons.
We got all these nerds that watched, what was that show?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that one.
No, I watched Pete's Dragon back in the 80s. That's what I saw.
You know, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Living by the Sea.
Not a song about a dragon.
Okay. When listening to a singular album, do you listen in order or on shuffle?
You listen in order.
So the options are listen in order, listen on shuffle, or I hate music.
Oh, I hate music.
Which 4.2%.
I hate music.
What kind of world are we living in where somebody drops an album and you don't listen to it in the order in which it was attended?
Right. There is a lot of thought put in the order of songs. You should respect the order of songs. Now, on my playlist on Spotify, I go shuffle
Dark
all the time.
Dark Side of the Moon makes no sense if you listen
to
it
No, that's exactly
order.
Right. Especially if you play The Wizard of Oz at the same time.
I listen to it in order the first few times I listen through. But then I put it on shuffle.
What's leading?
Listen in order.
Okay.
Listen on shuffle has 20% of the vote right now.
No, if you've listened to it like 10 times, then you can do whatever you want. But the first time it has to be in the order in which
I
the
agree.
Artist
The
intended.
First time has to be.
All right.
Okay, and this is my favorite one. Do you throw away your coffee filter or Keurig cup right after use or the following morning? When you go to make your coffee the next morning.
All right. So I don't have a Keurig. I have a traditional coffee maker. Like I made my coffee.
You're old.
No, I like it this way. I like to grind my beans. Abner, feel free.
There it is.
I
But what I do is I like leave the lid open so it dries out where you put the water, and then I'll let the grounds dry out, and then I'll throw them away.
Them in the garden?
No. Oh. No.
Do you have a garden?
No, Derek, I don't.
I thought this was not going to be as close as it is, but 51% say the next morning, while 40% say immediately after use. Okay. And then 8% say they reuse them.
I love this new poll question arrangement.
Me too.
I have no problem
with this. This is going very well.
I see DQ lasting exactly a week doing this.
No, I already have one for tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, you got one in the chamber.
I think of poll questions all the time.
Okay. You know, you work ahead. That's the key to this game here. The key to this game.
I love this new arrangement. I'm all for this.
DQ's Twitter X polls, unsullied by corporate sponsorship. However, if you would like to sully them, please give us a call, and we would be happy to make that arrangement.
I was having this discussion
for you
earlier today about you. You weren't in the room.
That's rude.
No, it was a very positive discussion about DQ, but she is the only woman working in sports radio in this state.
Kara Ritchie.
You're right. There's two of them. Kara and
y'all two should do a podcast.
Really
together.
Should. I don't know
I
don't know how we have not trumpeted this more. That DQ
the Jimmy the Women Chuck podcast. Right.
I don't know. No, no good. I know.
All right. No. Fine. Whatever. Well, this is my first idea. One of my best ideas. No, there's a. It's a. It's not a, very diverse. Industry.
But we were talking about that today. I'm like, I forgot about Kara, but she's up in Northeast Arkansas. But DQ basically runs the western half of the state.
Yeah, she runs this town.
Yeah, pretty much.
Runs a station. Yeah. Runs it all. Yeah.
But that seems to fly under the radar. Just for clarification, now that DQ is doing the polls, I am not doing thoughts or the weekend review.
No. Yeah, you got to still do all that stuff.
Yeah, I have no interest in doing that.
She's young. She's got plenty of energy to do all this.
I have ideas.
Yeah, you got ideas. Okay. You still write them down in the shower with that waterproof pen or whatever? Oh,
Or I'll either do the shower thing, or I'll just open a really long note that I have in my phone that has kept every single one of my thoughts or notes or weekend reviews for the last year or so.
Wow.
I don't do new notes. I just keep the same one, and I just do a couple spaces and type out a new thought.
I see.
Okay.
That's the process, folks.
Wow.
That's
okay.
But the point is, Zach doesn't have to do it, so
excited about this. Very, very excited.
That's right. Do you think that anybody will be caught this week making change in the NIL offering plate at these one Razorback road shows?
No, what they'll do is they have a QR code.
Cash?
No,
it's cashless? No.
Yes.
Well, that eliminates all the jokes then. I mean, that's too bad. I was hoping someone would be, I put in 20. I can get, 3 fives back? Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. You can't do that. They have a person hand you the plate, watch you make the extraction from your wallet into theirs.
I think to avoid any religious connotations, it's a basket. It's not a plate. It's a wicker basket handing out.
There will be a helmet that they will pass around.
Oh, yeah, helmet. Even better. Or a football helmet.
And there will be somebody there to make sure that you only place in, you do not take out.
That's right. What they have is one of those, they have a really long fly swatter. So if they catch, or a ruler, they've got one of those 30s a yardstick. They'll whack you on the hand. Put that back. That's ours. Once it goes into the basket, it's ours. It's not yours anymore.
Yes, sir. I'm very sorry, sir. Okay, put it back.
You know what, DQ? I would like to assume one of your tasks. I would like to give out the flags during the fall.
No.
Oh, so you can give 3 green ones to Marcus Freeman every week? Yeah, we want to hear that.
Yes, that's exactly why I want to do it.
I see.
You know what?
I'm more biased than CNN here.
Yes, I'm going to start up my own flag network.
Oh, good.
Marcus
that's right.
will get green flags every single week. Roses and green.
One
flags.
Zach News. There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
OZN.
Man, little Zach Max.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, Zach Max.
There we go.
Arns Max. It'll be perfect. It'll be great.
You see, they announced today the College Game Day first stop. It's not going to be Arkansas's game with Pine Bluff. So,
well, that's because it's on a Thursday, War Memorial.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the reason.
It's on a Thursday. That's the reason.
Yeah, you bet. That's the reason.
The question it has to be asked.
If we're 1-0, and if if Oklahoma State's 1-0, you think we can get game day in Stillwater, Randy? I'll hang up and listen.
God, the obsession. It's become one of the reasons I hate college football, is people's obsession with game day.
It has replaced here anyway.
I don't even watch game day, do you?
No, I haven't watched
game day. I watch games sometimes, but I don't watch game day.
It has replaced the Coke Pepsi thing.
Game day.
Isn't it amazing how sports fans are like, they care more about validation than if their team's good or not? Like, isn't that interesting?
I don't know that they
care. They want to be
more.
Liked more than they want to win.
I don't know that they care more.
Oh, I do.
No, no. Because going 0-10 and having game day show up for your opener means nothing. It is a sense of validation. It is, you know, it's the, what do you call it? When your team hasn't been very good, game day is a sign you've arrived.
Right.
That they are there at your school, it means you've arrived. And some people like it. And you know what? I've been to game day before. It's fine. I wouldn't go again. You know, I went to it when I was in my 20s.
The only studio audiences I'm going to appear in are at game shows for the rest of my life. I'm not going to a pregame show, postgame show, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not going to walk by during the SEC tournament when they have a desk in the concourse. I'm not doing
anything. And stand there with your drink in your hand?
I'm not doing that. Okay. No.
Chris wants to know when game day is going to be at Colorado. Listen, Colorado's got their opening game is North Dakota State, the Bison.
And that's a standalone, week zero game, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe it is.
That's not going to go well.
Yeah, it's going to go well for you because they're going to lose. And so you'll be happy about that.
I take glee in one school losing.
Colorado.
No. No.
Well, they play Michigan on CBS.
See,
they announced
now,
today.
What do I do there? Because I hate both of those teams.
You clearly must root for some sort of natural disaster, a flood, a electrical failure,
in
something.
In games like this, I have often rooted for sprained MCLs for everybody. I don't know what to do. I can't watch that game. Those are the two colors that I can't deal with. Michigan and USC can't do it.
And it's a conference game.
Yeah.
Which is the other thing that's taking some getting used to here.
So. Here we go. Colorado might fire Deion. They ain't firing Deion unless he does something stupid this year.
Well, he's already done about five stupid things. So, I mean, line?
I'm talking about something catastrophic. Like,
what's the line?
Like going to crosses on a motorcycle. Something like that. At the end of the... Fine.
Hey, he's back. What are you talking about? That's not unforgivable.
Like, it would take something like that for them to get rid of him mid-season. Now, at the end of the season, if they're 1-11, you've got to have a serious sit-down conversation with him and say, dude, this isn't working. But from a national perspective, we know about Colorado football.
Here's the deal about Deion. When the free attention runs out, that's when they'll make the move. But until they're not getting all this attention, they're going to just ride the wave.
Well, the theory
it doesn't matter. They're not trying to win. They're not trying to compete for anything. They're just trying to get a bunch of attention.
Well,
and they're doing that still. So
what they're trying to do is get Shador Sanders into the NFL.
Well,
the question
he's trying to do that.
Happens,
no one else at Colorado cares
what
about
happens
Shador
in
Sanders.
December when they're out when he's out of Suns. Does he stick? Or does he leave Colorado in worse shape than he found
it? I can see him leaving before getting fired. I can imagine.
No, I'm
talking scenario.
About like if he makes it till December, they're not going to a bowl game. They're not playing for a conference title or anything. And Shador and Shiloh are now out of eligibility.
But this is the new college football. You don't have to try and be good. Just try and be relevant. And they're trying to be relevant. That's all they're trying to do there. They're not trying to be good.
But what's he going to do now that his sons can't play for him?
He's going to either quit or, probably quit. That's what he's going to do.
I mean, his only other foray into coaching was at this Prime Academy or whatever it's called down in Dallas, which they shut with the, the body that governs Texas high school sports shut it down because it was a scam.
Oh, what's that called?
What I'm talking about. So, I mean, it wouldn't be out of the question for as soon as, December 1st hits and their season is over for him to go, I'm gone. Did what I came to do. He got $10 million.
None of this affects me, so I don't really care what Colorado or Deion does. It's not in my radar. I don't care.
We've got some information on the Sierra Mist case. Yeah. Chef from Bentonville. Yeah. Sierra Mist lost their trademark because it expired, and a girl named Sierra Mist bought it. That's why Pepsi came out with Starry. I didn't know that.
Somebody gave her a vocation, not a name, when she was born. You know what I mean? Don't do that, folks. There's a lesson there.
Well, okay. Thank you, Chef. I did not know that. Yeah. Prime to the Cowboys. You want a guy who's going to win five games in college to coach the Cowboys, who are as big a mess as there is? No.
You know what? They deserve each other.
Yeah,
and
they
I
do.
Wish them well.
They do.
Because that'll be, I mean, Jerry's just senile enough to do it, by the way. I mean, good Lord. Did you see him at the draft?
Dude.
That's nuts. That the cheese has slid off of his cracker, all right? That is what's happened there. Just
saying. I don't know what they're doing anymore. Like, there was a time where it looked like, okay, they're not reaching anymore. They're not doing anything stupid. Their drafts were going well. The last two or three, hey.
They've got an octogenarian in charge of a major billion-dollar outfit, and he didn't know what he was doing before, and he certainly doesn't know now. I mean, it's not happening.
He needs a personnel guy, a real one.
He's never going to do it. He's going to die with that with the way it is, where he's president, vice president, general manager, and all those things. They're just riding it out until he is unable to do the job anymore, and then Steven's going to try and, you know, make it normal.
We got Cowboys fans calling their shot. Jones fires McCarthy. Dak signs with the Raiders. Jerry hires Prime, and Cowboys draft Shador. That sounds about right.
Sounds great to me. Yep. Yeah, I mean, again, the Cowboys have cared more about getting attention for 30 years than winning. So, I mean, that would fit their playbook for sure. You know, speaking of attention, this whole Bronny James thing is a complete and total media fabrication. He's not going to be drafted. He's not going to play in the NBA for any length of time like his father has. He's not as good as his father.
No.
And this is a complete media. This is why people don't trust the media. It's because they just make stuff up. Like all this Bronny James stuff. It's all made up.
What did they make up?
All this stuff about, you know, he's going to go, he's going to go somewhere, and then LeBron's going to go there. And like it's just a fabrication.
No, LeBron's talked about that. I mean, he's talked about wanting to play with his son and his son entering the NBA draft and his free agency coinciding. They've talked about that openly. Now, I think the feasibility of it hasn't been examined thoroughly, but he has talked about it.
There is not a franchise in that league, and there are some badly run franchises in that league. But you only get two draft picks. It's not like the NFL where you can piss away one because you get seven or eight. You can't do it. No one's going to do this. No one's going to sign up for this.
In a way, I feel bad for Bronny James because he probably didn't ask for any of this.
He is totally the person to feel bad for. Yes, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault what's happening.
I agree with that.
The thing that was a little alarming was, you know, every stop along the way, he's been listed at 6'4".
He's not 6'4".
He's 6'1.5".
That's right.
Now, he had a good combine. He will be in an NBA camp, whether it's as a draft pick or a free agent. You know, that remains to be seen. He can play. Is he an NBA player? I don't know. Is he a G League player? I think so. He's not his dad, obviously. And I do feel bad for him because he's never been on his own. He's always had that looming figure, his dad standing behind him. You know, maybe he needs to go to Albany for a while and you know, be
the Great Danes.
Yeah, be with the Knicks G League team.
Oh, that
just kind of get away and be his own guy for a while.
I don't know. Sometimes you wonder, do kids like that want to be their own man for a while, or do they want to keep on the daddy's gravy train? Do they want to keep the Nepo baby thing going on? I don't know. We don't know. We never hear from this guy. I don't know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
We've got some football stuff that has entered the equation here. An article from CBS and something that, what is that guy's name?
Who?
McMurphy.
Brett McMurphy was talking about. Well, Vegas put up the win totals, the over-unders.
Yeah. But I don't know how to bring this up and not make you feel sad. Because it's not great. Like, this is not what you were looking for to start your summer of optimism if you're a Razorback football fan. These couple of items here. So should we just punt on the whole deal?
Absolutely not.
Or do we be real? Do we keep it 100?
This is bullet to the head type stuff.
Okay. Or do we pivot to a Calipari topic that makes people happy?
No.
What do we do?
Nope. It is a news item. It is newsworthy. We have to discuss.
But it makes us feel bad.
I understand.
So why do we have to talk about it?
You know, based on what I'm seeing, I think people are preparing for the worst. We're in bad season preparation. And, you know, you hope for the best.
We're battening down the hatches.
Yeah.
We're boarding up the windows, right. Getting ready for the hurricane.
Right.
Well, okay. The texters, let me know here. What do you want first?
You've had enough, type in, text us, no mas.
That's right. Yeah. Give us the safe word. Dirigible. We'll stop.
Yeah. Roberto Duran, this thing.
That's right. No mas.
No mas.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be a challenging conversation until, you know, fall camp starts, training camp starts. Sorry. Slipped up there. And then we hear about how great everything's going. And that's when the optimism. But these next, 2.5 months are going to be tricky. Because there's not going to be a lot of happy things that you're going to hear about regarding the Razorbacks, I'm afraid. So I don't know how to, like, I don't want to, like, I want to be sensitive to your needs out there. Because, here's a no moss already. All right, we're moving on.
No! 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 We got to do this.
Okay.
I don't think the win total is where it was last year.
Right.
It's at 5.5, according to Vegas.
5.5.
Mm-hmm.
5.5.
That is exactly where it was last year.
Meaning if you say over, you're a homer, and if you say under, you're a hater. Is that what we've agreed upon?
Yes.
Here? So if I picked him to go 5-7, I'm a hater.
So let me give you some from around the league.
There's a dirigible.
It could be worse. Vanderbilt's over under is 2.5.
Yeah.
Mississippi State, 4.5.
Ooh.
South Carolina, 5.5. Florida, 5.5. And if I would hammer the under on Florida. They are in trouble. Playing 12 bowl teams from last year, they're in trouble. But Kentucky's at 6.5. Now, you know, at the upper edge, Mizzou's 9.5. Mm. Brother Eli is Tennessee's 9.5. A&M's 8.5. Bama's 9.5. The top two in the league, Georgia. I don't think anybody's shocked by that. And Texas.
Huh. Well, I
both 10.5.
I don't know. I mean, it's just 5.5 is not great.
but like what can you point to legitimately? We talk about this all the time. If you think it's going to be a lot better than that and they're wrong, well, what do you have? Like, prove it. Show me something. Give me something. Give me a data point that would prove otherwise. Because, you know, when I was thinking about this earlier today, like, I was leaning on picking them to go 5-7. Like, I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in anything. I know Bobby Petrino is a great play caller, but he's not running the whole team yet. I mean, he might be at some point, but he's not running the whole team yet.
There's nothing that you can point to other than has that is a proven commodity.
Love has.
That's
love
a proven
him.
Commodity.
Love him.
There's not a thing you can point to. So that's going
Smack
to...
Daddy says no moss, no moss, no
well,
moss, no moss.
I just started. I'm rolling here. There's nothing that nothing outside of Luke Haas that you can point to and go, okay, we know what we got there. Everything else at this point is a guess. They could be good. They could be bad. We don't know. The optimist is, you know, the ever optimist is going to say, well, you know, this player is going to step up. And, you know, and former coach said, you know, bad players don't become better players overnight. It takes some time. That I'm more concerned about the defense, to be quite honest. I think they're thin, and I don't think they are. I think last year's bunch may be better than this year's bunch. Defensively, I have some real concerns because the back four's gone.
I am convinced that they'll never have enough depth. It's every year we have this discussion about one thing or another. It can't happen here.
Like, well, they
you
tried.
Need 44, you get about 18. Like, that's the problem.
They
tried, it's been that way for 20
they
years.
They tried last year to build the defensive line depth, and it turned out some of the guys just couldn't play. At least you took a run at it. But, I mean, they've lost. The back end of their defense is gone. You're breaking in new guys. There's going to be issues. And anybody that tells you otherwise is lying to you. There's going to be some communication issues. There's going to be problems. You're not going to have those problems are not going to surface against UAPB. They're bad. You're going to win that game. Everybody's going to leave War Memorial feeling good. It's the next week when you go to play Oklahoma State, who's bringing literally everybody back on the road. That's when we're going to find out where they are. And the offense will figure itself out. I think they'll be okay. The defense, man, I just don't know. And that's not to say that they can't go be great. I can't look at them. They still don't have a pass rush.
Zach, please respect the sanctity of the safe word.
Oh, sorry. Dirigible. You know, I had somebody talking to me about Landon Jackson. Landon Jackson had six and a half last year. Three of them came in one game. Landon Jackson is his stars outweigh his production to this point. He may make a massive leap forward. He looks great. He looks the part. He just hasn't put it together on the field. Anybody tells you otherwise is not correct. They can't get pressure with three or four. They can't do it. They haven't been able to do it. And the more guys you send, it leaves more guys exposed on the back end.
Right. Well, then the other thing I saw just a minute ago on CBS Sports is they have ranked the Power Four, and that's going to also take some getting used to. We're in a Power Four now. Football coaches. Mm-hmm. Sam's 58th.
How many coaches are there?
64, I think. Ooh. Yeah.
Who's
Dion's 61.
All right.
The guy from UCLA, their new coach.
He hasn't coached a game yet.
He's dead last. Yeah.
Who's one?
Probably Kirby. I didn't look at number one.
Yeah, it's got to be Kirby or Dave.
Because I knew our guy wasn't there, so I didn't even look at it. let me find this thing again. Hold on. Where was it at? Ranking the Power Four coaches. Well, they only ranked through 26 in this article, and they'll do the top 25 another time. Deshaun Foster, 68 at UCLA. Fran Brown, 67, Syracuse. Who? Jeff Lebby, 66 at Mississippi State.
Right. Okay, now those are, I mean, Lebby's a first-year guy.
But Sam and all of his experience is ranked down here with guys who've never done this job before. That has to be terrifying for everybody involved with Razorback football, doesn't it? Like, well, the people who are raising money and all this stuff.
Again,
like,
depending on what your parameters are, last year was a disaster. You know, if you run that poll 12 months ago, he's probably in the 40s. You know, and last year was a major step backwards, and there was dysfunction, and you got guys watching the Polar Express and all this other stuff. Yeah. There was a lot swirling around that team. That, you know, the internal stuff's got to be cleaned up first. You know, the behind the scenes stuff, the stuff that we don't see. That's got to be cleaned up first, and then you'll see a better product.
He dropped 16 spots from last year.
Okay. So he was in the 40s.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got the hottest seat in the SEC, according to CBS, entering
that.
The season.
I believe that.
Yeah. This was put together. Let's see. How did they put this together here? Panelists from across CBS Sports and 247 submitted their ballots. And they compiled them like a top 25. That's how they put this together. So it's a bunch of different people chiming in. It's not one writer doing this. So you got a bunch of votes here. And, I mean, I don't know about having your coach down here with a bunch of first-timers. And he's been doing this for, 5 years now? This will be his fifth year?
Last year was a major step backwards. And they've got some questions, especially, everybody's like, well, who are they going to throw it to? Well, they get guys on the roster. They're names you've heard of. But the production just isn't there. I mean, we don't have a ton of production. Who was the guy that came in from Oklahoma that everybody thought was going to, he was going to replace Treylon Burks? I can't remember what his name is. Jaden Wilson, is that right? Something like that. But, I mean, if you're guessing at this point, because we haven't seen it on the field. They may be better in every facet. We just don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's. I wish I had better news for you. Now, in August, they start to control the narrative. They tell you what happened in practice, and they tell you all the good stuff. So then you start to feel better about things. But then week two, that cold shower is coming up the Oklahoma State game, and they better play well in that game, or it's going to be a long fall, until basketball
Hazelwood.
Starts.
That was the guy I was thinking of.
Jaden Hazelwood, yeah.
I mean, he was going to kill it, and he was going to replace Burks, and it was going to be seamless, and it just didn't happen. Yeah, it's
so I feel like this is my opinion. I may be wrong. If I'm wrong, text in, call in, say, Ruskin, you're an idiot.
Ruskin, you're an idiot.
I haven't said the point yet.
Oh, but no. I was just.
That's a lifetime achievement, though. Moron. I don't feel like the Petrino thing has any cachet anymore. Like, I feel like they burned it all up. Like, I think it was cool for like that month or so, and then it was like, okay, now what? Like, I don't. It doesn't feel like it's exciting anymore. Now, John Calipari came in and sucked all the oxygen out of the room. I understand that. But even before they hired Calipari, it didn't seem like there was this, it wasn't at the fever pitch it was at. Like, that iron was white hot for those like 48 hours where they made the deal and they played Duke and they were at the game together, forced to sit by each other, even though Sam didn't want to. Like that was big. And then it just went silent. I don't know. Maybe I'm dead wrong about all this, but it seems like they have not cashed in on this enough to get people excited.
I don't know how you get excited about an offensive coordinator. It's not.
Especially when he's gunning for the head coach's job. The head coach is the guy out there doing, the politics.
It's incredibly difficult to get behind the offensive coordinator. It really is. Now, again, in a couple of months, we're going to see this huge ramp up. Like you said, they control all the narrative, and everybody's going to get all pumped up about this. Man, their first – the game for me that tells me – is going to tell me everything I need to know about them is game two. But then, they get UAB, and then Auburn, and you start getting into those league games – and that thing could get, I mean, you could, if you can get out of Oklahoma State, you had a chance to get to 5-0. I mean, you have a chance if you get out of Oklahoma State. If you don't, man, I mean, they could be 2-3 after Arlington. And that 5.5, you can throw that out the window because they didn't even hit the beef of their schedule yet.
They got to win. They got to go 3-5 in the league and win 3 out of 4 non-con games to get to 6. Can they go 3-5 in the league now? They don't play Alabama. Mm. Don't play Oklahoma, but they do play Texas. They do play LSU. They do play Ole Miss. They do play Missouri. You got to put them in there.
Help me here, because this I don't understand.
Right?
And
they play Tennessee, too.
I come at this from 30,000 feet, looking in at the football program. Petrino is, I think everybody sort of understands that, he's the thing that's going to make this thing go. Bobby Petrino is not a great recruiter. Hasn't been a great recruiter.
Terrible recruiter.
That thing in 12 was going to fall off a cliff. Because
got very fortunate in 08.
Exactly. He ran into a group of in-state players that were on campus or were ready to come to campus, got them, made it work.
Well, it was exciting. They had a new, exciting coach at the same time those guys were seniors and thinking about college, and it all went together.
And remember,
he's a terrible recruiter.
He got Ryan Mallett. away from Michigan. Ryan Mallett's at the University of Michigan, and if Rich Rod doesn't arrive up there and start running the spread, Ryan Mallett stays playing for Lloyd Carr, and he never makes it back. Tyler Wilson was a commit to Tulsa, and he was able to get him back. He literally neglected the defensive side of the ball. There wasn't a ton of talent over there. He's not the magic elixir. He's not. He is.
Well, someone just texted that. You're right.
He is one of, if not the best play caller of the first half of this century. I absolutely no question. But he's been at the FCS level the last couple of years. What is this going to look like against SEC defenses once they start to get a book on him? Can he make the adjustments? Does he have the talent to make the adjustments? Those are my questions. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't see evidence that I can sit there and go, yes, this is going to happen no matter what. You know, even your top ground gainers are gone. I mean, all the running backs that have left and you had to go get one from, where is he coming from? Utah. He looks to be the guy that they're going to hand the ball to a bunch. I look at it and go, man, there's a lot in the air right now. And it may all settle down come August. And they may roll out there against UAPB, put 100 points on the board, and then head to Oklahoma State. I see other teams more settled around
them. What happened to the buzz around Bobby Petrino? Where did it go? Like, I didn't care for the move, and people were calling in, like, I wanted to hate my guts. And now, silence. Like, what happened? Where did this go? What happened here? I legitimately don't know what happened here. I've never seen, you know, you see the new thing come on the scene, and then games happen, and then the buzz fades. The buzz is faded. They haven't even played a game yet. How did this happen? Well, I don't understand.
But Cal gets hired, and you know, basketball, hits the guardrail. The baseball takes off. It's been a mass distraction this spring.
But it felt like it was the excitement wasn't there before all that.
Oh, well, no.
I mean, they had that like 2 weeks where everybody was like, you know, hot and bothered about it, and then nothing.
And then what happened right after that? Basketball was, people were still hot and heavy about basketball and what was happening there. And baseball was number one in the country and all, lots of distractions.
Yeah.
It's, look, man, they got their work cut out for them. I think that's being fair.
You know, there aren't as many, this is no disrespect. This is just the way it is. There aren't as many baseball fans as football fans.
Correct.
Okay. So I don't know if baseball is a valid thing. I mean, up here it is, but I mean, in all 75 counties, mm-hmm. Football's a bigger deal.
All right. Now, what year did they play here? Was that last year? Missouri State. Last year? Was it last season?
No, 2 years ago, I think.
You sure?
Nope. No, sir. I am not.
Because I'm sitting here looking at his record, Missouri State. He was 18-15.
Maybe it was last year. They should have won that game, by the way.
They should have.
Arkansas.
He was 18-15. They went 5-5, then 8-4, and then slid back to 5-6, which is the way Bobby Petrino teams go.
It wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago. That 8-4 team was really, really good, and they slid backwards last year. But that's the way Petrino
27.
Teams go. There's this arc. I mean, think about when he was here the first time around. They went 5-7 their first year. Then they go 7-5, went to that Liberty Bowl, and then it took off. And then, you know, of course, all the stuff happened in 2012. Well, 2012, they weren't going to go 3-9, but they certainly weren't going 12-0.
So here's what's funny. 3 months ago, 5 months ago, when you would bring up just the notion that Bobby Petrino's not a great head coach, like people would be screaming at you on the text line. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's like, yeah, that's true. That's changed. That's a difference too. Because I mean, not that long ago, people, oh, he's changed. What are you talking about? He's great. And now you say what you said, which is all true as far as I can tell. And it's like, there's no pushback.
But I had a coach tell me one time about his system the first time around when it was here, that one of the things that made it so difficult was they mastered that underneath crossing route where they would use the referee as a pick. You can't do that anymore. And he I'll give him credit for this. I mean, he changed his system when he got Lamar Jackson, and he became more of that, you know, zone read, the RPO type stuff. And it worked because you had Lamar Jackson. He hasn't been able to capture that since. And sometimes if you go back and watch the Arkansas game, you saw in the fourth quarter, and I've watched this a couple of times, they regressed. I don't say regressed, that's not the right word, but he went back to his core which was the crossing routes coming across the middle. And teams adjust to that. You see it enough. You know how to stop it. And I think he's going to find his road a little bit more bumpy through the SEC this year than some anticipate.
Here's another thing. By the way, your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. Here's another thing about Petrino and last year being at A&M and this year here. You know, when he was the head coach, he was the emperor, ruler, and that's that. The first word, the last word, all of it. Well, last year and this year, he's been in a toxic work environment. Jimbo didn't want him last year. He was forced to bring in an OC. Jimbo didn't want to give up the play calling. And so there's tension built in.
Right.
Well, this year, Sam knows, unless he's an idiot, that, you know, everybody wants Bobby Petrino to be the coach and him to be fired. And so that's tension too. So I wonder how Bobby Petrino can do his job in these tense, hostile work environments. Because last year, you know, the offense was pretty good at A&M. You know, Jimbo gets fired, whatever. But how will it affect him that it's a, you know, it's you're walking on eggshells in the building every day. You know, because your boss knows you're gunning for his job.
I misspoke. He was at A&M last year. I meant to say his 2 years ago when he was there. But I mean, again, the arc is still the same. I mean, he was 500. He had a good year, and then it slid backwards. But that's how his teams go. If you go look at his tenure at Louisville, got off to a great start, but boy, it ended badly, really badly. Mm-hmm. And he's they're going to have some success, and I think you're going to see glimpses of it. He had more talent at A&M last year than he has to work with this year. This talent's much younger, and it's, you know, they're rebuilding an offensive line that may have been the worst in the league last year. And he can correct some of it, but they've got to, if that's not fixed, this thing's not going anywhere. And I still, the offense, it's the least of my concerns. Honestly, I put enough faith in him.
Are they going to stop anybody?
Well,
35, they give up 42, you lose. That's it.
My question, yep. Is I think Bobby Petrino will eventually figure it out, but I don't know that they're stopping too many people. And that, you know, we know, I mean, if you can't stop them, you can't win.
Yeah. All right, your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky here on
Ruskin
and Zach. Yeah, but you know what? Every now and then, you know, it's one for the company store right there. Hey, DQ, I just thought of something totally non-related to any of this as we grind our gears here and change. I know you're a big fan of Back to the Future 2 versus Back to the Future 1. Well, next season on tour is Back to the Future the Musical. Would you have any interest in that?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know they turned that into a musical.
They did.
What are they going to sing?
Back in Time is a song.
That's a good song.
Yeah. A couple of songs from the movie, and then they added a few other songs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. You'd like to see that?
Yeah.
I'd like to be the woman that does the save the clock tower.
Oh, you want
to
be that?
Yeah, I want to be that.
Yeah. Lightning struck that clock 30 years ago.
That's right. Boy, that's 30 years ago is now.
That woman appears in
70 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah.
That woman appears in a Seinfeld episode.
Does she?
Yeah.
Did she say save the clock tower?
No, she did not. No, she's running a Ma and Pa like a shoe repair store, and they're going out of business. And a Kramer, messes everything up, and they go out of business sooner than they'd liked or whatever. Anyway, that's she's in there. Yeah, one of those character actresses and actors that that face. Yeah, I remember. Cody and Lavaca says they'll average 42 a game and give up 45 a game. That's not a great recipe, Cody.
No, you don't want to get into those. You don't want to get into those high scoring games because I mean anything can happen.
Well, let me end with something I like. I like that Bobby Petrino's not an idiot like Dan Enos was, who had no idea, was more interested in sliding into the mom's DMs than actually putting a game plan together, and that and you will not have an offensive coordinator that practices one plan all week and then calls totally different plays during the game. So you won't have that, and that's a good thing. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see what they actually worked on all week in the game instead of whatever this idiot Dan Enos was working. And by the way, he's in Florida now.
Is he?
I think so, isn't he? Isn't he behind the scenes or one of these office guys or whatever? It's another reason to think Florida's going to fall on their butt. Just him being around. He's a dope. That was a terrible hire by Pittman. I don't know if he'll ever admit that, but they have a... That's a bad one right there. All right. Jamie didn't know about the DM situation. Well, one of these days we'll get to tell that story. Maybe.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
Maybe we will. I don't know. Maybe
text.
We won't.
Will Bobby answer my emails about play calling?
Probably That's another not. Thing.
Probably not.
Yeah. Let's see here. And it doesn't say where he's at now. He's doing something somewhere. I think in wait, is he at Cincinnati now? Or is this an old article?
That's gotta be an old article.
I don't know how to Yeah, this is old.
Okay. Gosh, you scared me there for a second.
Well, I mean, Google's so weird. Like every bio he's ever had comes up and you don't know which one is
he's in Florida.
Yeah, he's in Florida. He'll focus on scouting.
He's an analyst.
Yeah. Scouting and head coach projects. Okay. But getting Billy Napier coffee? Is that two shots or three, Coach? I forgot the order. I'm sorry. I should have written it down.
We got Florida State this week. Three, please.
But I was on tender, so I lost it. I didn't know what I was doing.
Wow. Oh, that's not right.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
How'd your Rockies do last night?
Let me look.
Oh, real fan would know.
Sorry.
Real fan would have watched the game.
That's right.
I don't think I have access to watch.
You don't.
Anything. They won. No, wait.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
They won five in a row.
Five in a row.
Against the Padres.
Break up the Rockies.
DQ, they won five in a row.
On the,
They're only 14 out now.
They're on the incline. We are on the incline.
That's what we're going with? Okay.
They still have a run differential of minus 66. So I don't know how long this fun is going to last. But hey, have fun while it is. Maybe they'll still be pretty good when they have, Todd Helton Day. Who's the guy they're honoring in the Hall of Fame this year? Is it Helton?
Yes.
They're having a big Todd Helton Day later this summer. So maybe they'll still be good then. I don't know. I know because my aunt's going there because she's... lived in Colorado and a big Rockies fan.
Big Rockies fan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, big Razorback baseball fan too.
That's how you get
tickets
out
in the corner. Yeah. Yeah. She tells people her name and like nobody cares. Like they're not like, ooh, you're related to that guy. Like nobody cares. It's not a big deal. So anyway, there you go. Jalen Beeks, did he do something again last night for the Rockies?
Let's go to our Rockies correspondent, DQ.
Oh, gosh.
Prairie Grove's own Jalen Beeks.
A Tiger.
Yep. Former Tiger.
I'll look it up, DQ, and I'll feed you the information. How about that?
Never tell you. Jalen, I watched Jalen pitch in high
school.
We had
him on the show.
Yeah, I had Jalen. I watched Jalen pitch in high school. He lost a state title game. He threw a one-hitter, lost 1-0.
Yeah. He got a save.
That's four in a row.
He's got four saves. He in an inning, he walked three guys and still got the save. How about that? Way to go, Jalen Beeks.
He's a good dude.
Making Arkansas
me feel very,
proud.
Very old. Very, very old.
Making Arkansas proud.
And all right. Fun fact, his sister's a better athlete. Lacey? That girl can play. She's a hooper.
We are glad you're with us here at 866-285-4005. That's how you can get in touch with us here. We got, we're kind of in this lull with Arkansas baseball because there's no midweek game. And the A&M game starts Thursday. All the games start Thursday. By the way, Kentucky, who is currently in the one seed for the conference tournament, they play Vanderbilt this weekend in their little series. And Vanderbilt's battling Alabama for the 8 or 9 spot going into
who's
the action on Thursday
going?
Night. Who's not going? Yeah. Missouri and Auburn are out.
Okay.
Everybody else, I think that's like, well... I don't know. Missouri's two behind LSU. So I guess Missouri could still get in,
still
but
there,
they got to win, and LSU's got to lose.
They got to win three in a row.
Yeah, I don't think that's a likely. No. I mean, they had, for SEC baseball, we had the ultimate battle of futility last weekend. Auburn played Missouri for a three-game series. Those are the two worst teams in the league. The worst in the East versus the worst of the West. So that was, what a series that must have been. Yeah, I didn't see any of it, but I'm sure it was great.
10 paces.
LSU hosts Ole Miss this weekend, and Missouri goes to Mississippi State. Yeah, Missouri's not winning two or three at Starkville. That ain't happening.
Down to duty.
At the new dude. That's right. Yeah, not happening. Yeah. So there it is. This tournament, conference tournament, could be really wacky if, like, you know, a team like LSU gets hot, or, you know, Vanderbilt, one of these teams that's not going to finish at the top, but they've still got guys. It just hasn't worked out for whatever reason this season. You know, that could be something that could be interesting. Maybe even Ole Miss. I don't know. Florida seems to play well in that thing sometimes. I don't know. Who knows? It all, it's, you know, postseason, you put a bracket and weird stuff starts happening sometimes. That's just the way it is. But if Arkansas won the whole thing, if they pass Kentucky, they'd be the one and they'd play Wednesday at 4:30. If they're the two, they would play Wednesday at, you know, roughly 1 o'clock or something like that. So that's how that would work.
Okay.
12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that on Wednesday. Now that's what it is. Yeah. Missouri's not in yet. They're still battling with Missouri. The top 11 spots are taken. There's just got to find out who the 12th team is. So there you go. Yeah.
It'll be fun next week. You know, a little tournament baseball, win or go home. Get you ready for the regionals.
Here's a text from Texas. Coach Cal was at the Mavs game last night against Oklahoma City, which we have mentioned
before. Razorback gear.
Where was he sitting? Courtside?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I never saw Musselman sitting courtside anywhere. Just saying. How about that? Isn't that interesting?
Well, now it's the offseason.
Did he have a big hat on like LeBron's wife? Well, no. That'd have been cool.
No. I do find it weird that I've heard this in corners, and it's not everybody. It's some, but there are a lot of people that have sort of adopted the Kentucky players. Cal's guys. Yeah, I'm rooting for Cal's guys. These Kentucky players, man. I don't care who they play. I don't care whose guys they are. They're still went to Kentucky. That's still wrong. It's morally and ethically wrong.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
You mean in the league?
Yeah, people are saying in the NBA. Yeah. Oh, it's Cal's guy. Hey, Cal. I'll bet you the
SGA.
It's a Kentucky guy.
Yeah, right.
It's a Kentucky guy.
You're saying like Razorback fans are trying to be like step parents and the father figure in this.
Right. Right.
All right. Even though they didn't do any of the
leg work. You know, when Jeff Shepard winds up in a league next year, are you guys going to root for him too? You can't. You root against him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, here's the thing about Cal. In the basketball world, he doesn't need to wear a hat or bring his own bottle of wine.
When he walks
in the gym, you just know. You just know.
By the way,
he doesn't need all that stuff.
By the way, USC's going to Maui, another free vacation.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to Maui.
You know, I saw this earlier, and I wanted to go out there just to get his goat and just make him, like, try and charge up in the bleachers. Because, you know, one of the dumber things of the Musselman era was when he behaved like a total ass in Maui 2 years ago, and all you people out there defended him. Oh, the gym's too small. What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to act like a damn adult. That's what he was supposed to do, but he couldn't do it because he's a child.
He's going back to that
He's going
gym.
Back to that tiny gym. It's going to be hilarious when he has another freak out. Maybe he'll run up at the stands and start trying to fight somebody. I don't know. I hope so. But Michael will let his shirt go for once and just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. But I was so embarrassed when everybody defended him over that. And he had to put, you know, even Hunter made him do something about it. And, you know, Hunter, you know, isn't in charge of anything. He put out that little statement about apologizing
and all that stuff. Also, I don't think we were aware of kind of his history with San Diego State and kind of.
He behaved like a total jerk.
Not disagreeing that the behavior was certainly questionable. But, that's your guy. You're going to defend him. You're going to. I get it. But I think looking back, hindsight's 2020. But looking back on it, you see the cracks in the facade that were there all along. We just, you know, we didn't talk about it.
You know, in as far as coaching goes, he's just a guy. He's another guy. He's a guy. He's a guy. That's what he is. He's just a guy. He's another guy. You know, Calipari hits different. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an actual, like, one of the 10 greatest to ever do that job. Muss is not that. Pure and simple.
Okay, this is a marquee job, obviously.
Yes.
Unless USC suddenly has a resurgence, I shouldn't even say a resurgence. What's a surgence? They've never been good in basketball.
I think they beat Arkansas once when they had OJ Mayo.
Okay.
Tells you how long ago that was.
They've never been good in basketball. They had a little glow up with Harold Miner in the early 90s. That was it. Yeah. But he is in that position where, man, you're at USC, you're just going to kind of fade away. You're not in the conversation, and you're probably walking into the best league in the country as far as basketball goes.
That's right, yeah.
You're walking into the Big Ten. That is not an easy league, and you're the outsider. You're the new guy.
Yeah.
That's going to be that. Watching them, I mean, I could see them going 12-19 next year.
Well, he's going to be a delight to be around then. And then the tax bill is going to come for that place out in California.
Oh, my God. I mean, you don't have a choice. This is not a blue blood. I mean, the school across town.
It's not a red blood.
The school across town has banners. You have nothing. You're playing in a 3,500 seat arena.
Yeah, it's going to be unless you can get Juju to play on the men's team too. I mean, that would be.
By the way, they put out their preseason USC's number one.
Oh, and women's.
Yeah,
how about that? Yeah, that's good. They're good. That was fun. And boy, you know, while we're on this for a second
tonight,
that's tonight. And you know what? You know who's the greatest coach of should be National Coach of the Year in all sports? Lisa Bluter.
Yeah.
The gravy train is over. I'm out of here. See you later.
She's been there. She's been there a while. She's
brilliant.
She's won a lot of games.
It's
but
never
yes,
going to get better
not,
than
no,
that.
It was not.
See you later. That is brilliant.
Now, I just looked at this. ESPN is airing what's the first game tonight? Knicks.
Boston
tonight.
NBA's on TNT tonight. Hockey's on ESPN. Right. ESPN 2 has
and
the Caitlin
ESPN
Clark game.
ESPN 2 has I'm putting my money on the W. I'm going to watch out of curiosity.
Yeah, I want to see what happens there. Yeah, absolutely.
I think I'm going to watch. No, tonight.
You got to do the YouTube 3 box tonight, right? You got to have 3 screens
absolutely.
Going. That's what you got to do tonight. This is why I love, like, you do this on football Saturdays or Sundays. Well, Sundays you can only have 2 at a time unless you got, you know, the ticket or whatever, which some of us have. So that's not bad. Or you got the red zone or whatever.
Look at you.
But, I mean, I love when you can watch, like, a bunch of sports at the same time. It's just fun. I mean, and you just, you know, hit the sound on the one you want. Some people don't like it. They really like to zero in on one thing at a time. I got, focus problems or whatever. So I can hang on at 3 at a time and just have the sound on the one I'm paying attention to. And I can keep up.
I can almost guarantee you. The kid and I are going to sit down. We're going to watch at least a half of the Caitlin Clark game. I can guarantee you that. Yep. And then the rest of it will be, we'll be bouncing back and forth and whatever. But I'm very curious to see. You know, look, the NBA.
She got a jersey yet?
Kansas, yeah, we ordered it. It should
all
be
right.
sometime next
Fever week. Fever jersey?
No, we bought two.
Oh, okay.
We bought a Caitlin Clark jersey, and then we bought a Marquisha Davis jersey because
that's awesome.
Yeah, she's one of ours, and when she's back here this summer, later this summer we'll get her to sign it or whatever. But little 12-year-old girls, very excited about watching the WNBA tonight. I'm curious to watch it and see how it goes. And I'll be very curious to see what the overnights are.
Well, it'll
tomorrow.
Do more than hockey. I don't know if it'll beat the NBA with the Knicks on at 7 o'clock, but it'll outdraw hockey for sure. And it'll definitely outdraw the TBS, whatever game they got on, like Yankees and Twins or something. Oh God. It'll do well, and it'll do something.
And do they have some sort of like Manning cast thing going, or is it just straight?
No, I think it's just straight game. Just a game. Yeah.
I'll have the 2 box on and see. We'll see what's going on. I'll be watching the Knicks and probably the Fever.
Boy, they got to win, man. What's going on there? They got to win. Well, I feel like the Knicks are cooked.
Well, they're out of guys, and Thibodeau plays them 40 minutes a game. They're going to wear down.
Well, they're also all hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have nobody left.
I don't know.
80% of their starting lineup is out. Jalen Brunson's all that's left.
Didn't Ananobi take a month off before the playoffs started? So he's fresh.
Yeah. Well, no, he got hurt.
I know. He got hurt, but like he was hurt, and then he took a month off before he got hurt. I don't know.
Your entire front court, Ananobi, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson are all gone. You're playing. I mean, Hartenstein has to play minutes.
You know,
that's
the
not
other.
Good.
You know the other thing last night that was wacky that I don't know how much attention a lot of this got, but an hour before the Colorado Dallas hockey game, the NHL came in with Niskushkin, this guy who's scored 9 goals in 8 games, a stud player for them, and they suspended him for 6 months.
Get out
for I think it's the substance abuse policy thing. It's really, hockey is very nebulous about all this stuff, injuries, you know, domestic violence, all this stuff. They really couch it, and you can't really tell what's going on. But it sounds like it's drugs and not performance enhancing drugs.
It's Colombian Tylenol.
He's out for 6 months, an hour before the game. They do this, and of course the Avalanche got killed last night by Dallas.
Don't do that.
That was can you imagine any other sport where like you've got a Sunday night game. 7:20, you know, like Packers, Packers Cowboys. At 6 o'clock, they're like, "Oh yeah, we're suspending the quarterback for
Jordan Love.
What?
What?
Yeah, that'd be unbelievable."
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Welcome to a trip you'll never forget in Denver, where summer sunshine sparks mountain adventure, where neighborhood strolls lift spirits sky high, and where music takes center stage at Red Rocks. Catch a baseball game at Coors Field. Step into new dimensions at Meow Wolf. And take flavor to the next level under the stars at a Michelin restaurant. Denver, always welcome. Plan your trip at visitdenver.com/summer.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a 3-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.